Well, thank you, Beth, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m., and we're joined today by Regina Lopez White Skunk, a board member of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance and a member of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. And we spoke recently about the Bears Ears National Monument in Utah, and what President Biden has done or can do to help protect that. Let's talk a little bit more about that today, that topic. Regina, thank you so much for stopping by again.
No problem. It's an honor.
Well, let's talk about the threats to this area, because obviously you're seeking further protection and there's a reason, but what is happening that is kind of hurting this area? If you would share that, that would be awesome.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, one of the reasons that the five tribes originally began to seek this designation was for protection. And one of the things that we really would love to see is a form of permanent protection for this area. Things in that manner that another administration could not come along and undo. And that is the direction that we're hoping we can see taken place with the American Red Rock Wilderness Act, which has been introduced in both houses of Congress and Senate. So, you know, one of the threats that happened during the whole sort of say ping pong game there was it hit national highlights, and many people, especially after the COVID started to loosen up and people began to travel, we've seen an influx of visitation. And it's and even prior to that, with the reduction by President Trump, we've seen a huge influx of people coming out to visit. And largely in part, when people come to visit, they visit without the understanding and knowledge of these places that are located within southeastern Utah. A lot of Puebloan structures, a lot of sacred sites. Many tribes came through here and have lived in this area. So there's a lot out here, not to mention, you know, the remains of our loved ones also are out here. So we definitely want to seek that permanent protection and not see the reversal and the restoration and reversal to that nature.
And I'm guessing that not every tourist has malice. They just are ignorant to what that area represents. So the protection would be nice to kind of, you know, prevent them from just inadvertently or haphazardly causing damage.
Exactly. And that's how many of us feel. And certain groups have initiated programs such as Visit with Respect. And basically, as we're just trying to arm people with the knowledge of where you can go, where you can't go, what to do if you should walk upon something. And one of the first things that you're discouraged is do not start digging and do not pick up and take.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think sometimes we think we're amateur archaeologists, and that is not the place to exercise that thought.
Exactly. So when we speak to that, I just want to mention, you know, a lot of the tribes, and this isn't always expressed, but a lot of the tribes, how we promote this and even teach this to our younger generations is, you know, what's there, you leave there, because that was a part of somebody's life. That was a part of where somebody lived. And it's not that it's dead. These places are still very much alive to many of us. And these are places that we as indigenous people go out and visit.
So right now, you're just kind of waiting on Congress. Is that, where are we at? What's the process? You know, where's it at right now?
Yes, so it's been introduced in both houses, and it doesn't look like that it will have any sort of hearings attached to that this Congress. So we're hoping that this is an opportunity for many of us to help others understand and become better educated about this. And, you know, just really get people to also reach out to their own elected officials expressing how a permanent sense of protection is necessary so that future generations may go out and visit these same places to enjoy a hike, to enjoy a bike ride, and see these ancient Puebloan dwellings.
Well, I think you mentioned something very interesting there. That is for our listeners to learn more about it and be vocal to their local legislator to make sure that this is an important topic. So we talked about this last time, but what are some of the best ways to educate ourselves on this situation?
Do some research, reach out to local tribes or even their websites. There's many, most of the tribes all have websites and you can kind of get a general history from those. And just even speaking to maybe someone in their tribal historical preservation offices or even reaching out to a few elders is one way to establish some line of communication and even a better understanding. Other ways you can do is go out to the internet and visit the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. They have some tremendous amount of information about a lot of the work that they've also collaborated with the local tribes, and to do more research and gain a better understanding of what Bears Ears really, how that transpired with the collaboration of five tribes. You know, visit their website, go to the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition site, and there's a lot of information, and just arm yourself with knowledge.
Regina, is there anything else you'd like to add as our time winds down here? Again, great to talk to you, and I've enjoyed both conversations, and we look forward to further updates down the line.
I don't have any, and I'm not aware of any hard stance timelines in respect to the legislation of ARWA, but I continue to encourage people to read and do that research. And if at any time you have the honor and privilege to visit this landscape in Utah, And I might say the entire state of Utah, this place is covered with important sites and sacred places that are tied to the indigenous people of the area. So anytime you visit any of these locations, visit with respect and gratitude.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and we wish you the very best in this process. And again, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Thank you. And that's today's In Touch on WCUCI. Our guest has been Regina Lopez White Skunk. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 right here on New Hit Country.